We are learning Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, and we are starting Nun Ches Aveis Two Dots. It said in the Mishnah that Nisarmulu or Nisgarshu, the halacha is that if someone, a Kohen Gadol, married a Amana or a Kohen married Grush Chalutza, the halacha is that if they only did Kedushin and then he died, so she's still mutter to a Kohen Hedit if she's a Amana, because they should not become a halala, because they didn't do a biyah yet, so she shouldn't become isra als the avera. Mashenkin, if it's a shu, and then she becomes a halala, she can't eat shum anymore, and she can't marry any kayin anymore, because she went through a biyah sisa. That's the halacha, that the kedushin alone, but biyah will be asa. Bayim ne rav chiyam bar yosef v'shmul. Kayin galo shkiyas v'shaktana u'bagar tachta. The halacha is, if you want man diyama, the mishnah later on, that a kayin gadol not only can marry a amana, cannot marry a begeris either. What's a begeris? Begeris is a girl over 12 and a half. That means a ketana is still 12. 12 and a half is a naira. After 12 and a half is a begaris. What's the significance of a begaris? She doesn't have as much basulim. Some of her basulim falls out by the time she's that age, 12 and a half. So there's a mandiyama in the Gemara later on, Mishnah later on, that a kohen gadol can't marry a begaris. If you that mandiyama, what happens if the kohen gadol was mekash to ketana, and then before he had a chance to do nesuin, she became a begaris? So maybe now, since it's also the kohen gadol to marry a begaris, maybe he can't go ahead and finish, consummate the marriage. Mao. When the Torah says that v'hu isha b'psuleha yikach, says lashon yikach, you have to take a basula. What does yikach mean? Kedushin. And here you took a basula b'kedushin because she was still a ketana. Or yikach means an asuun. So what does yikach mean? Eris and asuun. That's the shaila. Like Rashi speaks out. Basakicha. The eris and aslinah v'shari le. Basan asuun aslinah v'kimin the bagra. Asir le. That's Gemara shaila. Amalei. Tanisua, have arrived from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Nisamlu and Iskarashu and Anasu and Pesula. It's been an Aries and Kasheris. Our Mishnah says that if the Kohen Gadol is a condition to Almana and then he dies, the halach is that she's still a Kasha, she doesn't become a Halala. Why not? In the Pasuk it says that you're not allowed to take Almana, and it says, Lo Yichal Zara. So it sounds like you become a Chol after Yikach. And Yikach, if Yikach means Kedushin, so then, in our Mishnah, if there was already a Kedushin, you should become a Chalala. So, alright, Yikach doesn't mean Kedushin, Yikach means Esuin. And then here it would be also, Amalei, no, it's not a Raya. L'shvui Chalala, Loikum Abayla, the Bia, he the Mashu Chalala. L'gabi Chalala is Pashut. It has to be more than Kedushin, it has to be actually a Bia. Why? Because the Pasuk says, L'chal Zaray, something that could produce Zaray, produce children, that's to become a Chalala. Mashainkin, if it's just Kedushin, it can't have children, there's no Chalala. But Kinkam Abayalei, who isha b'vissalei yikach, my, kicha de Kedushin binan, or kicha de Nesuin binan. When it says that you have to take a Basula, what does it mean? Be Kedushin or even be Nesuin? And then if it's been Nesuin, so here you'll have a problem that she became a Begaris already. That's Gemara Shiloh.
What is the problem?
By Geras, because she's not a Basula. She's lost some of Basulim. She's not a Basula anymore.
Come past
Begaris. Even forever, yeah. According to that, then you have to marry, the Kohen has to marry either a Ketana or a Naira. That's it. Nothing older than that. Unless he's married from before, like we'll see in a second. Amalei, Honami Tanisua. It says, Iris is Amana. If a Kohen gave Kedusha to Amana, a Kohen's allowed to marry Amana. When the smile of this Kohen Gadol became a Kohen Gadol, Loch is Yichnos. He could be Kohenesser. So what do you see? Samar's kasha is, you see a raya that if Peshas Kedushin was fine, then even if Peshas Sun is not fine, it's good. So Gemara Shani Hossam, you're right, should be a taina. There, the chsiv is Gera's kasha. The pasuk says, Amona grusha v'chalala zaynas eil lo yikach, ki em besulam ama v'yikach isha. Now the word isha is extra. So therefore, we dash from the word isha, that's, if you already did Eris and they become kind of adults, mutter to be kindness the amana. So frek demar, hachanamik siv, isha. Darsha, same word isha, to be marba, the case of begaris also. Just like if something changes after kedushin, we say it's mutter regarding amana. So regarding begaris also, let's say it's mutter. As Marzah says, isha, it says achas v'shtayim, especially one isha, not two. Marbas, hey, no one to be marba. Hey, no to be marba, a case where it became a kohen gadol, and now it's amana by nesuin, or begaris by nesuin. Hey, no one to be marba. So Gemara, Hanishtani Gufa, Hanishtani Gufa. By Begaris is worse because there, something was Nishtana. She became a Begaris. She lost her Besulim. She already got older. So therefore, something changed. Mrs. Vanasuma, Sheikin Amana, nothing changed with her. And therefore, it makes more sense that Amana's mutter and Kangalos also. So right now, we'd come out, we wouldn't punch the Shaila, but it's a good chance that if a Kangalos gives Kedushin to a Ketana, she becomes a Begaris Tachtov, the Loch is, it will be also to her, to him, because Yikach might be Bishas. the Nesu'an, he has to take a Besula, and she's not a Besula anymore. Amana has a special ribuy of Isha.
Even though when he gave
Hushim
to the Nair, he knew
he should come along. Yeah, what's the deal with that? Yeah, knew or not, yeah. Could we know, could we do? Could we took a long time? It makes a difference. It's not the point, yeah. The din Nesu'an has to be, Ikach has to be Besula. Zokta Mishdevaita. Kohen Gadol lo yisa amana. A Kohen Gadol is not a married amana. It's a pasuk in the Torah. It says amana ugrusha v'chalala zoyna se'elu lo yikach ki im besulu ma'am av yikach isha. Kohen Gadol is not a married amana. Someone was married once before. You cannot marry her. No matter if beimena amana ma'er zimena amana ma'asuan. Say if she lost a husband before nesuan, just after kedushin, or after nesuan. Either way, that means she doesn't have to be a ba'ula. Almana itself has a psul itself, a psul almana, that if she was once married, she's also to Kohen Gadol, even if she's not, even if she's still a psula. Another halacha, v'loisis abigeres. Tanakhama says, you should not marry a begeres, because we'll see in the Gemara, we'll darshan from psukim, but a begeres' significance is that she lost part of a psulim. Rabbi Lozov, Rabbi Shimon, Machshir, a begeres. They hold this kosher by a begeres. And the Mishnah ends off, v'loisis mukas eitz. A mukas eitz is a isha who had something go into Eisam Malkam, and she lost her besulman that way, but it wasn't from Ish, it was from a piece of wood. So there, the Shaila is, she called a besulah or not? So here, the Mishnah says, Le'isas Mukas Eitz. According to Rashi on Omid Beis, this is Dafka Fira Belaz of Rab Shimon, but the Tanakhama will argue and hold you allowed to marry Mukas Eitz, we make it. So the Tanakhama will be Machmer Le'isas Abigeres, but you could marry Mukas Eitz. Rab Belaz of Shimon is the opposite. Begeres is kosher, but you can't marry Mukas Eitz. Like upon him, that's our Mishnah. So we're going to talk about these drushes, how we know these halachas of Almana, even Mina Erisin. Then we're going to talk about Begeres, and also Mukas Eitz will come in also a little bit. And Biyash Lakadarka, other things also. Zok to Gemara. Tanu Rabbanon. Almana lo yikach bein Almana, Mina Erisin, bein Almana, Mina Suun. Like it says in our Mishnah, a Kohen Gadol cannot marry Almana, say if she's Almana, Mina Erisin, and say Almana, Mina Suun. The significance of Almana, Mina Erisin is that she's still a Basula. And say Amana Ma'eris, Amana Suan is still now a married Kohen Gadol. The Gemara Pshita Pashit. She's Amana. What's the Tarz is Amana? So the Gemara Ma'od Teima Net Leilf Amana Amana Matama. The only time you have the word Amana in the Torah besides by Kohen Gadol is by Tamar. Tamar married two of Yehuda's children, and there was a Suan there. And it says in the pasuk, "Vayim Yehuda L'Samar Kalasai Shavi Amana Beis Avich Ad Yigdal Sheila Bni." After Erev Einan died, he didn't want her to marry Shayla, so he said, wait, go back home and wait until Shayla gets big. And he says, Amana. So there we see Amana is Dafka Menasun. That case is Menasun. So maybe you learn out the Gzer Shava, Amana, Amana. Malahala Menasun, Afka Menasun. Kamash Malon, our Mishnah, no. Amana is even from Erisin. Break the Gemara, Vemachanami. Maybe Taka, learn out from Tamar. So Tamar, no, we learn out from Grusha. Don't mean the Grusha. Ma grusha beimena sun beimena erisin afa mono beimena erisin beimena sun. Just like a grusha, which is aser, is simon asun simon erisin. Amono also simon erisin simon asun. Now, how do you know grusha is aser beimena sun and erisin? So Rashi says, "If a grusha is a Rashi, if a grusha pshitalei the stomach, the less the chomel." There's no grusha over there. There it's pasha. Grusha means even if amono. So Taisus asks, "What do you mean? They learn a grusha from amono. Learn amono from Tamar." And learn Grusha from Amana. How do you know Grusha this way? Toys are two mahalachim. Toys is one mahalach is that when you have a choice of hekesh, you always go to Chumrah. So here we'd rather make a hekesh Amana to Grusha than Grusha to Amana. The other teretz is that Grusha is also by Karen Hedit. And there's no hekesh to Amana there. And we learn out from Grusha of Karen Hedit. Akapanim, what comes out, Lamaisa is, Bayman Eris and Rasun is also. What? Because it says the word almana by Tamar. Also, Zer Shavu or Gili Milsa that almana means menasum. Like Tamar was menasum. The word almana means that. So the Gemara by what you say is about Geras. We have a chalikas in our Mishnah. If a kagel can marry a Geras, what's pshat in the chalikas? The Gemara is in the darash from Pesukim. Tana Rabbana. Vehu isha b'suleha yikach. It says in the pasuk that a kohen gadol has to marry a besula. It says b'suleha yikach. This comes to exclude, and we'll see how the Gemara will dash in momentarily, explain the Darsha. It comes to exclude by Geras that son of Vesela are not here anymore, that you're not allowed to marry her. Blazer Rav Shimon, Machshir by Geras. What's a B.R. Machleikas? Rav Meir Savar, if it just said the word Besula, it says Besula here. Now, when you come with the word Besuleha, Biv Suleha, there's two extra things. First of all, Leha, Biv Suleha, that's one thing, that's extra. And all the extra is the extra base, Biv Suleha. That's two things you actually have to remember when it comes to these drashas. So Rameya Sava Basula fill mix of Basula Mashma. If we just said Bahu Isha Basula Yikach, you would say it means even mixas basulum. That's what basulum means. Even mixas basulum. So the geras would be included. That so basuleha, when it says basuleha, it adds on extra words there. That's teaching us needs more than that. Adika kala basulim. And Tula has all the basulim. Tula has all the basulim and not a begaris. Then it says biv suleha, teaching us bikadarke and shlakadarke loy. That you're only called a ba'ula and not a basula anymore if it's kadarka. But shaloi kadarka, in that case, shaloi kadarka, you will be kosher l'kohen gadol, because that's not called a ba'ula. Now, how do you know that's what the Vayis is telling us? Because Rashi is like this. Bisuleha, according to our mayor, it's going to tell us you have to have all the basulim of a geris not good. If a geris is not good, so kol shekein, shaloi kadarka is no good, because shaloi kadarka is someone who is boil her with a maisa, and that's for sure worse than a begaris, which is natural. So if begaris is no good, shaloi kadarka shouldn't be good. Comes the Beis and changes that and says, no, shaloi kadarka will not be called a be'ula. So that's the shita of Rav Meir. For Rav Loz, Rav Shimon Savri, no, the starting point is different, and therefore they have a different drasha. For Rav Loz, Rav Shimon Savri, besula, besula shleim mashma. The word besula alone without any drashas would sound like you need a ganzen besula, and a begaris would not be included. Besuleha teaches us, fill a mix of besulim, even a little bit of besulim is enough. And that says that begaris is kosher. And biv suleha now teaches us, actually, kol besuleha kayom, baby kadarka, so kadarka. Says the opposite, that shloi kadarka is called a bia. Because we're dashing, that biv suleha is dashing different. It's different. This base, extra base is saying that she shouldn't have lost any of her besulim, which means any of her. Of her young part of her, and any be'ila made her into a be'ula. Like upon him, she comes out like this. According to Rav Meir, holds that begaris is no good, b'yishloi kedarka is good. According to Rav Lozer of Shimon, that begaris is kosher, b'vzula teaches us that shloi kedarka is no good. So it comes out that the opposites. So it comes out, someone asks you, what's the name of shloi kedarka? According to Rav Meir, she is kosher. According to Rav Lozer and Rav Shimon, she is not kosher for cutting on. Omra Yehuda Omar Rav, Nivala Shaloi Kedarka, Pesula Lakuna. Isha who is Nivala Shaloi Kedarka, she's Pasul Lakuna. Now, Rashi says, what's Kuna mean? A Kohen Gadol. She's Pasul to a Kohen Gadol. But for Hedid, she's Kosher. Now, if she would be Mizana Shaloi Kedarka with someone that's Asher to her, she would be called a Zoyna. And a Zoyna is Asher to a Kohen Hedid. Here we're talking about that she was not Mizana with someone who was Asher to her. Stam, a Panuya Baal Panuya, two single people, and Shaloi Kedarka. So Allah is, she's called a ba'ula for kuna, zakdrav. But for kain hedit, she's mutter because there's no zayna here. Masav Rava, Rava has a kasha on Rav's halacha. Rav says, nivala shloi kedarka is pasul kuna because it's called a ba'ula. Masav Rava, it says in the pasuk regarding oinis. It says, if someone's ma'anis, a different, a naira, or someone, if a man is ma'anis and a naira, the halacha is, that you have to give 50 kesef, you have to pay, and you have to keep her for a wife. That's the positive of the parasha, and we darshan, it has to be someone's mutter to her. For example, if a kohen gadol went and was ma'anis someone, it turns out she's almana, then you can't do loy si elisha because it's not royal to you. Or same thing, if a kohen hedyot is ma'anis someone, it turns out she's a grusha or a chalutza, you can't be si elisha because it's also to him. So you have to pay the fine, of course, pay the fine, but you can't take a elisha because it's also to you. So what's the case exactly? Let's try to analyze the case over here. What's the case of this pasuk that we're saying that amana the kohen gadol is no loy si elisha? Hechi dabi ilam bekedarka, if this bias oinus was a regular kadaka dega bia, my ear mishum amana, tepe mishum dehavale bula. Anyway, you can't do loy si elisha. Why? Because now that he was ma'anis or kadaka, she became a bula. And a kohen gadol has to marry a basula. So stamazai, it's not. I can tell me every time a kohen gadol is married to a basula, she's a bula by the next time. Terry says once they're married, so they became through marriage. But here it was not through marriage. Here she became bula through anusa, through oinus. So there, like Rashi brings down from the bottom, the Gemara on Beis at the bottom of Amun says that Anusa's Atzmai Lo Yisa, you can't marry Anusa's Atzmai. So here, if Avivah was kedarka, so he can't marry anyway because he's a bula. Tebul shum davle bula. El alav shloik kedarka. Must be that the oynis was a shloik kedarka the oynis, and that's also chayiv all the din of oynis because we learn from Mishkvei Isha that all type of iser rayis and maanis and fata all by even by shloik kedarka, and here it was shloik kedarka. And only because I'm mana, the kohen gadol can't marry her. Mushum ba'ula loy, but mushum ba'ula, it's fine. So what do you see? Not like Rav. Rav said that a ba'ula is like a darka. It's pasul kuhuna, kohen gadol. Here it's mevuyah klar that mushum ba'ula is not a problem. It's only a problem because I'm mana. That means she's not called a ba'ula by shloike darka. We're saying the case of oynis is shloike darka. So the gemara, Rav will say no. How many Rav Meir? This mishnah, this halacha. This Brisa is Rav Meir. This Brisa is Rav Meir, who holds that Shloike Darka is Taka Kosher, and that's why it's only if it's a problem of Amona. But if it's a Shloike Darka, it's fine. If I was a Bia Ma'ana Shloike Darka, aye, the question is, what if it's going to Amona? She's a Bula. No, she's not a Bula. Going to go to Rav Meir, holds not a Bula. And Rav was saying, I pass like Rav Elazar. But Rav, don't like Rav Elazar. Rav is saying, I pass like Rav Elazar. That's what he's saying. I pass like Rav Elazar. Break the Gemara of Rav. Rav holds a Gavalazar. That means like this. That Brisa shows Rav Meir. Get out of the way now. But now Rav came along and said, I paskin that Nivala Shaloike Darka is a Bula because I pass a Gavalazar. Ikar Gavalazar, if it's like Gavalazar, Mayim Shim Bula, table that have a lay Zaina. Da Amar Gavalazar, Pony Abal Pnuya, Shloyoshim Isis, Asa Zaina. Gavalazar holds that a Pony Abal Pnuya, not Lashem Isis, makes her into a Zaina. And therefore, she's even asked the kohen head yet. So why are you saying because of Ba'ula, it's also even the kohen head out zayna? If you hold like Rav Elazar holds that not only something that's also even a pony of if someone bought on each other without kedushin, shloim ishos is a zayna.
Why is it the
panoi? Well, it means that because if a panoi.
Why does it have to be an unmarried man?
Right, the tiny good. I don't know. It doesn't have to be an honorary man. It means that she's not married. You're right. The pony doesn't have to be. It means also pony means he's not no iser. He's not a sister. He's not a brother. A shver. Or this or that. There's no iser whatsoever here. We're only talking about someone who doesn't have an iser. So there's no any relatives involved. But here your question, because someone's married, still could be called. There's no iser. Echanami. But he says even a pony above nuah. Even a pony above nuah is having. Even pony of nuah is a. Is an Isser, makes her into a Zayna. Makes her into a Zayna. So the Shaila is, so why does he say Kain Gadol? Now if you look at Rav's words, Rav says, Nibel Shagadarka Psula Lekahuna. Doesn't say Pasul Kain Gadol. Maybe Taka means a Zayna. That's the Masha's question, the Rachna's question. So the Masha answers that we knew Rav was going on Kain Gadol. He was going back on our Mishnah. So he must have been Psula Kahuna meant Kain Gadol. It's Masha with Afkas Bula, meant Pasul Kain Gadol. That's the Masha says. Rachna is a little different. The Aruchanes says that if it was talking about being a Zayna, I'm going with the Ravalaza, so it's possible like a Darka makes a Zayna. It's the first submission, the beginning of the parak, that any type of Bia is also by a Rai. So we wouldn't need Rav's halacha. Rav clearly is saying, Dafka and Gadol. The question is, if he holds a Ravalaza, so what's going on? If he holds a Ravalaza, so why in the world do you have to come on to Ba'ula, typically out Zayna? So I'm Rav Yosef, good Kasha. You know what the Rav is saying? Rav, when he says that Nivala Shloike Darka is only possible as Ba'ula, and now Zayna, Kanche Nivala Lebehema. The Hasam Shem Ba'ula Ika, Mashem Zayna Leka. It was Nivala Shloike Darka to a Behema. I asking me, every time Nivala Shloike Darka, it's a Zayna, according to Rav Elazar. If we're going to Rav Elazar, holds that Shloike Darka makes it possible Kahuna, it's also Psula Kahin Gadol, Chara, it's a Zayna also. Teretz is talking about a Behema, Behema is not caused Nus. Behemoth is not called Nos, therefore it's not called a Zayna. So I'm like, Abaya, I'm a man of Shach. Iba Ula have you, then Zayna may have you. If it's called a Bia, then it's called a Zayna. If it's Zayna lahav, it's not called a Zayna, Bula Nami lahav. Her is Tali Zavazah. If it's Nos, it's not a Ba'ula either. It's only called a Ba'ula if it's a Nos. Are you going to tell me, okay, it's not a Bia, so it's not a Zayna, but Lamaisa, she doesn't have a Psalm anymore because something foreign went into her, Shleika Darka. The chit hema midah hava mukas eitz shloike darka, which means the Gemara right now is assuming that when the Mishnah says mukas eitz no good, it's even by shloike darka. Meaning a foreign object goes into her shloike darka, that would be called a mukas eitz. And see that's a problem here also. Even though it's not as nos tzavula, so Gemara says no, that no such thing as mukas eitz shloike darka. Imkein ein lecha isha shekasher lekuhuna shloinas mukas eitz they tzra. In those days they used to wipe themselves with a tzra or a rack, and if That made her into a mukaseit. So every single person who passed the lakuna al mukaseit. Elamai, what's pshat like this? That mukaseit by oisim makayim by regular kadarka. There he lost the basulim, so he has a chalais. Mashen came by shloi kadarka has to have a shame bia. And a bia was saying that the by him is nose nos, so he's no bia. No bia is not a bula. So back shver, what's Rav talking about? Rav says nivlush to kadarka pasul kain gadol. If it's a regular person who did this, then it's a zayna. It's more than a bula. And behem doesn't work out either. So what's pshat? Moshe says, this is pshat. We're talking about a case where this lady was married as a ketana, b'kedusha derabbanan. She never had a father, and her brother married her off. It's not a kedusha deraisa. The significance of not kedusha deraisa is that she could be shmi mayan and get out. And there, she was with her husband, but only shleik adarka. So there, it was a kosher abiyah, but it's not a zayna, because there was with kedushin. It was kedushin, Rabbanah, but it was a kedushin. So she's not a zayna, but she's never shleik adarka. So there, the halacha is, Rav says she's called a ba'ula, she's also the kohen gadol. And the question was that she's a zayna also, according to Rav Lezer. No, it was a kedushin. And then she was memain, dimyan, and now she wants to marry a kohen gadol. The halacha is, she's not a amana, she's not a grusha, because miyan is not a kol amana grusha, but she can't marry a kohen gadol because she's called a ba'ula. I shleik adarka. Ba'ula shleik adarka is called a ba'ula. I always said zayna, she's not a zayna because of the kedushin. I maybe want to tell you like this, new question. The after miyan, maybe it's a guy I'm afraid they're never married. Vice dois, miyan works such an idea called mekan lahabav mafreya, which is a musig Reb Chaim brings in. It's right, Reb Chaim a little bit. Al kaponim, what the Gemara is answering is, the case of Rav, a nivlish like a darko, is, astakuna has to be ma'amenes, there's no other case to say. Because if it's a case with a person, according to Rav Laz, it's a zayna. It's us to everyone. And if it's with a behemoth, it's a shkizdos. Al kaponim, therefore, it's not a zdos, not a bula. The only way to be is, either a husband and wife, but through kedushin rabbanon, where there wasn't a real kedushin, and therefore it's not a almana, but it is, bia shleik a darko, that's called a bia, and that's the case of Rav.